Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's easy to use, and you'll love the results. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Kingsley 1945 released a production version of the OK. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. For those of you who are out there who are listening for the first time, welcome. To all of those of you who have supported me throughout the years, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I love doing these things, and I hope you guys get as much out of it as I do. All right, so Kingsley 1945, which is a brand that I distribute. It's a brand that I have co-collaborations with the owner and designer, Ramon Kingsley. Last year, we did a watch called the Kingsley 1945 Type 1 OK. It was never released to the public. It was that we were actually commissioned by a yacht company to make it. So what we ended up doing was we made a very cool watch, steel with a, you know, bronze bezel, bronze finished or bronze coated bezel. So the whole watch is steel, including the bezel, but we do coat the bezel in bronze, a very high quality bronze coating. So the watch essentially is two-tone. And I've never liked two-tone watches. I think they're disgusting. I think they're hideous. I think they're for porn stars. I think they're just absolutely something I would never wear. But what made me want to wear this watch especially is the way that it was executed. It was executed in a very vintage type style, in a very modern day way, very original. You know, it looks like an aircraft. I mean, it looks like something substantial. It looks and feels and weighs like something like unlike anything I've ever seen. You know, like when you look at watches, some brands that have crown guards, and I'm not going to mention who the brands are, but there are a lot of brands out there that have crown guards that want to look masculine, that want to look gadgety, and that's exactly what it is. They look gadgety. They don't look real. They look cartoonish. And you know, what I love most about Kingsley 1945 watches is they are very true to design. They're very true to style. They're very true to history. They're very true to construction and quality. And when you combine all those things together, and then at a very affordable price point, you have the Kingsley 1945 OK, which we've done as a production version. The response to the original one we did for the yacht company was so amazing that we had to do a production version. So without further ado, the Kingsley 1945 Type 1 OK, the original one we did about 50 of them. And, you know, these watches, as I said, were made for this yacht company that wanted the compass points north, south, east, and west on the dial. And so we incorporated that. This is also one of the few watches that I would ever wear with a blue dial. When you look at the blue dial and the contrast between the steel and the brass coated plated bezel all together, it works perfectly. It has this very nautical feel as well as a very pilot's feel. So it doesn't surprise me. I mean, especially, of course, we did the blue dial because of the yacht company. And originally on the Kingsley 1945 Type 1 OK, it said OK on the dial above the 6 o'clock, and it had some other writing. The current version that we make, the production version, it says Kingsley underneath the north coordinate compass point at the 12 o'clock position. Above the south, which is at the 6 o'clock position, you know, it says number 1945 self-winding mechanical. So basically the dial iteration is the only thing that's different, one of the only things that is different on the production version of the Kingsley 1945 Type 1 OK. Also, the case back on the original one was a lot beefier. It was a lot thicker, and it gave the appearance that the watch was bigger. You know, I think in the future that may happen. We may evolve, and we may we may be able to execute it like that with a production version even, but at this current time, we have a case back that's also very solid. It's a plate of steel, or plate of steel with a brass finishing, and it has four hex screws that join the back. Still very much a respectable, thick, masculine, rugged watch. 46 millimeters without the crown guard, and it's between 50 and 55 millimeters with the crown guard. It just is, it's a very substantial watch, and the contrast is crazy, crazy cool, and it's also can be dressy. You know, one of the things about masculine, rugged watches like this is they kind of lose that ability to become a sophisticated watch. And because of that, you know, that bronze ring, brass bronze ring that we have, where it's like a brush gold and not a shiny gold, it allows the watch to be dressy. It allows the watch to be sophisticated. It allows the watch to be even to the point of elegant, if you want it to be. And that's what I love most about this watch. You know, the numbers are, you know, the coordinates of north, south, east, and west are laser etched or cut into the dial. And in between, you have the numbers. So you have north, then Arabic numeral 1 and 2. You have east, then you have Arabic numeral 4 and 5. You have S for south, laser cut into the face. Then you have Arabic numeral 7 and 8. You have W for west, laser cut into the dial. And then you have Arabic numeral 10 and 11. And again, you have N for north at the 12 o'clock position. So it's very symmetric. I also like the fact that there's a contrasting seconds hand. If you want it, you know, we can do it with or without for sure. And it's, you know, the blue dial is just, it's fantastic. I mean, I probably have gotten more compliments on this watch. Not just that, it's just overall a really badass, kick-ass watch. You can wear it in any situation. I mean, I'm 5'2". I'm 140 pounds and I wear this watch and it looks completely proportionate. I wouldn't go bigger. I wouldn't go smaller. It's just, it's great. I love it. I can wear it whenever, wherever, however. It's $1,600, which is absolutely, it's a bargain for what you're getting. I mean, it's got the construction build of a Panerai. It's got the aesthetics of a Panerai and an Audemars Piguet, but on steroids. It's its own thing. I mean, Ramon Kingsley is a phenomenal designer, and he happens to be also a designer for one of the biggest pen companies in the world, and that experience has allowed him to design so effortlessly, so perfectly. You know, I love the originality. I love the idea. I love the fact that, you know, we don't have to answer to anyone. We want a yacht company wanted us to do it. We decided we wanted to do it with them, so we did it. If we didn't, we didn't have to. We take on projects we like taking on. We like taking on partners. We like taking on people that we think would add value to what we're doing, and this was one of those things, and it turned out to be even more of a success than we could ever imagine, because the public's response to it was bigger than the demand from the yacht company to begin with. And this is, you know, it's great. We can make this in this case, and we can also make this, if you wanted a copper case, we could do it in copper. We could also now do it in the Type 2 case as well in copper. The possibilities are going to be endless, but in this one, we use, you know, a vintage-inspired Russian military movement in this watch. The original Type 1OK had a Seiko Japanese automatic movement. You know, that movement, of course, was, you know, it's a current movement. It was made, you know, it's basically made today. This one was made in the 40s and 50s, and there's kind of a coolness factor. There's a quirky factor to it as well. It's not, I like the fact that it's not perfect. I like the fact that we restored it. I like the fact that we fit it into our cases and we made a custom rotor for it, which can be visibly seen through the case back of the watch. And, you know, it just, I think the value for money that's in this watch, I don't think I've seen it in any other watch. It's really a very sound, it's a wonderful piece to have in your collection. It's a staple piece. And it's a piece that, whether you put it on the natural tan leather strap, or you put it on a darker strap, whether it be, you know, chocolate or black or whatever, it looks good in any situation. It's very versatile. And I'm saying this especially because I don't like blue dial watches. I've never been a fan. And Not until Ramon Kingsley started to, did this design, and really the hats off is to Ramon. This is his 100% his design, and he knocked it out of the park as he always does. But for me personally, as a fan of the brand, and as a fan of horology, and as a fan of sort of innovation, and a fan of many different using different materials, I salute Ramon. I salute the yacht company that asked Ramon to make this, because he came out with something very special. And obviously the original Type 1 OK is very special. There was only 50 of them made, and it had things that this one does not have. But this one, by no stretch of the imagination, is any slouch. It's got its own identity. It's got its own character. It looks very similar to the original one, but it's different. And I highly suggest, if you're in the market for a bigger watch, for an original watch, for a mechanical watch, for something that's a little bit off the beaten path, something that's more unique, especially because of the compass point dial. I mean, that's just so cool. Definitely reach out to me at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. I do work on a consultation fee basis, which means that I charge $150, and if you buy a watch from me within that year, or sell a watch through me within that year, I apply that $150 towards the purchase of your watch through me. So definitely reach out to me to get started today. You can definitely check out my website, www.amitdevehonda.com. It's a great place to go and look at various brands and get an idea behind their history, their identity, behind their latest models. I don't alienate. I like to be inclusive, not exclusive, and I like to make sure that you feel comfortable and that I'm sort of guiding you, even on this journey, on this podcast. Even though we've never met, even though some people are thousands of miles away, some people are around the corner who listen to this podcast locally in Vegas. I have people from all over the world, and I'm the luckiest man alive. I get to do what I love to do every day, and it's all because of you that make this possible. So thank you. You can definitely check out my social media, my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dev Honda. Check out my Facebook watch page. It's a great place to go as well. If you just want to get caught up on a weekly sort of basis, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a great place to go as well. www.amitdevehonda.com/sign-up is your way to get started and sign up for that weekly newsletter. And until we see each other again, rock on and fly back.